If it weren't for the Super Bowl legacy project, this bustling grocery store would still be only words on a page. But now the community co-op is celebrating more than a year in business. It's filled a big need for the people who live in this urban neighborhood, explains James Taylor, CEO of the John Bonner Center.
We've witnessed the exodus of almost every major grocery store in our community. We literally have many families that are relying on convenience stores and drug stores to meet the nutritional needs of their family.
Pogues Run Grocery, one of a series of new businesses that have opened within the Near East Side neighborhood, is drawn to provide services to the people who live there as it sees the area make a turn for the better. And Taylor says the businesses are helping the community put its best foot forward.
It's also attracting people from outside of the neighborhood to come in and spend their money in our community. And perhaps as they continue to visit our community, they might determine that this is a place that they might want to live and call home.
Brad Bobian from Ball State University's College of Architecture in Indianapolis says including the Near East Side Commercial District in the money raised for a Super Bowl legacy project has allowed the area to improve itself in a progressive way.
And that is one characteristic of a village. You don't find that in a strip mall that looks cutesy, the fact that it's mixed use. And so you have a certain number of people living, working, doing all that in the same area. It becomes a 24/7 sort of environment. It's not just used for certain hours of the day.
As we conclude our series tomorrow, we'll take a look at how this project might truly be a legacy, what it could mean for other parts of the city, and for future Super Bowl cities. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.